You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, April 30th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 6.4%. That was the annualized rate of U.S. GDP growth in the first quarter, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis on Thursday. The Labor Department also reported a new weekly low in the number of Americans filing for unemployment insurance since the start of the pandemic. Those are just the latest pair of data points showing a healing U.S. economy. It has nearly recouped the output lost to the pandemic. The first quarter growth was fueled by consumer spending, which makes up roughly three-quarters of U.S. GDP. That grew at a nearly 11% rate in the quarter thanks to stimulus checks and rising employment. But it wasn't all thanks to consumers. Government spending, business investment, and residential fixed investment all rose double digits too. Those more than offset declines in exports and inventory investment. The next number up is 215%. That was the increase in Amazon's first quarter profit from the same quarter a year ago. It was well ahead of Wall Street's average estimate and management's own forecast as well. The report showed Amazon's segments, unsurprisingly, firing on all cylinders. Online shopping, cloud computing, digital advertising, and delivery logistics might as well be businesses designed for a pandemic. The results on Thursday evening were the last of the five big tech companies to report. Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, Alphabet, and now Amazon have all shown that they've been able to grow rapidly as life and work moved online. Their combined earnings have roughly doubled from the same time last year, and their stock prices have soared. And that's saying something. They were already five of the largest companies on the market. Our last number is 30%. That's how much the price of corn has rallied since the start of the year. It's at the highest level in 8 years. Other agricultural commodities, like wheat and soybeans, have similarly jumped in price in recent months. Some of the rise has to do with weather. A hot and dry spell in Brazil has hit harvest there, while particularly cold weather in the US in the late winter delayed plantings in the Midwest. China is also importing more crops than usual this year. Inventories fell during the pandemic as supply chains were disrupted, and now that the Chinese economy is rebounding, there's more demand to be filled. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, April 30th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.